Cordia, Ishmisha, Joe Bollard. How far to ride with the air claw sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard, and I want to welcome you to our programme Sounds Irish, a programme of songs, ballads and stories and all things Irish. A programme I hope you'll find enjoyable, interesting, entertaining and maybe even informative. So come on, spend some time with me and sample some Sounds Irish.
Diva Cordia, the Fulci Roith Gidi Air Clar Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. Welcome to our programme, Sounds Irish, for this week. Before we start, and I'm sure you've already been told, but this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air, but you can contact me at any time. joebollard2@aircom.net is the email. joebollard, and a figure 2 at eircom.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. I'd love to hear from you. We've got some new tracks for you this week, tracks we haven't played before. We've also got some good old favourites and some requests that we play for you as the programme goes on. Thady Quill. Now there's a name to conjure with. Thady Quill from County Cork. And there was such a man. I've done research on this. Yes, there was such a man as Thady Quill. A great man for drinking porter, courting young maidens and playing hurling, which is, well, you all know about hurling. It's a game. Well, it's like hockey, but it's a lot more rough and a very popular game here in Ireland. However, we won't talk about hurling for the moment. We'll get Chris Hennessy's version of this song. Now, I have played Anne-Marie O'Riordan's version of it a couple of weeks ago, I think. And some months ago, I discovered the Joe Lynch version of the ballad of Thady Quill, T-H-A-D-Y. And let's hear about the renowned Mr. Quill and what he got up to from Chris Hennessy.
All you maidens do hallo, a warm advice I will give unto ye. Come on down to Bantir to the athletic sporting, and hand in your name to the club committee. Papa, do not arrange any sketch of your programme till a carriage you see coming over the hill. Down through the valleys and glens of Kilcorny, with their elegant sportsman, the bold lady Quill. For rambling, for roving, for football or boating, for drinking black porter as fast as you fill. Now in all your days roaming you'll find them so jovial as the muscary sportsman, the bold lady Quill. Had a great hurling match between Cork and Tipperary. It was played in the park on the banks of the Lee. Now our own darling boys were afraid of being beaten, so they sent for bold Thady to Ballinagree. Now he hurled the ball right and left in their faces, and he showed them Tipperary boys' action and skill. If they touched on our lines, he did manfully break them, and the papers were full of the praise of Thady Quill. For rambling, for roving, for football or courting, for drinking black porter as fast as you fill. Now in all your days roaming, you'll find them so jovial as the muscary sportsman, the bold Thady Quill. At the Cork exhibition there was a fair maiden whose fortunes exceeded a million or more, but a bad constitution had ruined her completely, and medical treatments had failed more and more. A mother, says she, don't I know what is ails me, what will cure this disease which is certain to kill. Give over your doctors and medical treatments, I'd rather one squeeze from the bold Thady Quill. For rambling, for roving, for football or courting, for drinking black porter as fast as you fill. Now in all your days roaming, you'll find them so jovial as the muscary sportsman, the bold Thady Quill. For stroll you'll find them so jovial as the muskerry sportsman, the bold lady quill.
The Bold Teddy Quinn, or The Bowled Teddy Quill, as one track has it. I think it's Joe Lynch's version calls him The Bowled Teddy Quill. Now, The Dubliners. Now, this is a song entitled The Banks of the Roses. Now, I'm not quite sure about this, because I think there's a double meaning behind this particular song. Maybe it's just me and my mind, but it's typical Dubliners and their version of The Banks of the Roses. And have a listen to the lyrics and see if you agree with me.
On the banks of the roses, me love and I sat down. And I took out me fiddle for to play me love a tune. And in the middle of the tune, now she smiled and she said, "Yeah, a Johnny, lovely Johnny, won't you leave me?" When I was a young one, I heard me father say that he'd rather see me dead and buried in the clay sooner than be married to any runaway by the lovely sweet banks of the roses. On the banks of the roses, me love and I sit down. And I took out me fiddle for to play me love a tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she smiled and she said, "Yeah, Johnny, lovely Johnny, would you leave me?" Well, then I am no runaway, and so when I let them know that I can take the bottle or can leave it alone. And if our daddy doesn't like it, he can keep his daughter at home, and young Johnny will go roving with another. On the banks of the roses, me love and I sat down. And I took out the fiddle for to play me love a tune. And in the middle of the tune, oh, she smiled and she said, "Get a Johnny, lovely Johnny, would you leave me?" And when I get married, 'twill be in the month of May, when the leaves they are green and the meadows they are gay. And me and my true love, we'll sit and sport and play by the lovely sweet banks of the roses. On the banks of the roses, me love and I sat down. And I took out me fiddle for to play me love a tune. And in the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Yeah, Johnny, lovely Johnny, won't you leave me?"
Some well-deserved applause for the Dubliners there, featuring Luke Kelly. At the beginning of the programme, when I was playing the Teddy Quill track, I mentioned the lovely singer Anne-Marie O'Riordan. I don't think we could have a Sounds Irish programme without Anne-Marie O'Riordan. She is, well, she's just wonderful. Number one in my book, as regular Sounds Irish listeners will know. Now, here she's singing a song entitled Come Back to Abbey Field. Now, we've played this before, and I still am not quite sure whether Abbey Field is in Kerry or in Limerick. Now, if it's on the borders of, but it doesn't matter where it is, with Anne-Marie singing like this, you would certainly come back. She is wonderful. Anne-Marie, and Come Back to Abbey Field.
The golden corn is high, my love, where wild winds whisper free. But I must take that lonely road that leads down to the sea. You sleep upon the towering hill, where twilight shadows steal, and hear the wild winds whispering, "Come home to Abbey Field." The New York lights are shining bright. Our streets are cold and gray. A man must leave the dying hours to greet the newborn day. My memory roams wild and free as I wave an alien dawn of Mary T, who walked with me to grease the summer morn. Is that harvest moon still shining bright upon the vale's gold stream? Do stars or mean a halo lights up the meadows green? Do maidens glide the riverside and dance the forehand reel? And do lovers stray from Trasnoway near my town of Abbeyfield? Where are they now? That gallant band that fought with awesome skill, brave Larry Ellen Hartnett, Bomber Foley from the hill, oh, Donald Gahiney and O'Rourke, I can but name a few. They made their stand, that freedom grand might hail the morning dew. The New York dawn is shining bright, our streets are cold and gray. My feet are on this city street, but my dreams are far away. Soon I fly that starlit sky, and when twilight shadows steal, then you walk with me in my memory near my town of Abbeyfield.
My first request of the program this week is, believe it or not, for Paddy. Now, Paddy's got to be Irish, right? I don't think he's from anywhere else. He's not, actually. Paddy listens to me in Dublin here in Ireland, and he's one of my regular listeners to the program. He emails me quite often, and he said, Joe, could you possibly play Patsy Watcorn's version of Fiddler's Green? I heard you play Dermot O'Brien's version of it a couple of weeks ago, but I think, Joe, that the Patsy Watcorn version is a much better version. Okay, Paddy, just for you here in Dublin, we'll see. Here's Patsy Watcorn and Fiddler's Green. You know Fiddler's Green, it's where fishermen go when they don't go to hell. Well, so the song says anyway.
As I walked by the dockside one evening so fair, to view the salt waters and take the salt air, I heard an old fisherman singing a song. Oh, take me away, buys me time, it's not long. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the dark side be seen. Just tell me, oh shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now Fiddler's Green is a place I heard tell, where fishermen go if they don't go to hell, where the skies are all clear and the dolphins do play, and the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away. Wrap me up in me oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Where the skies are all clear and there's never a gale, and the fish jump on board with a swish of their tail, where you lie at your leisure, there's no work to do, and the skipper's below making tea for the crew. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. When you get back on dock and the long journey's true, there's pubs and there's clubs and there's lassies there too, where the girls are all pretty and the beer it is free, and there's bottles of rum growing from every tree. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now I don't want a harp nor a halo, not me. Just give me a breeze and a good rolling sea, and I'll play me old squeeze box as we sail along, with the wind in the rigging to sing me a song. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green.
A few moments ago, I was talking about Anne-Marie O'Riordan. I could spend all day talking and listening to Anne-Marie O'Riordan, but I was mentioning the fact that we couldn't have a Sounds Irish program without an Anne-Marie track. Well, I also think that we couldn't have a Sounds Irish program without a Daniel O'Donnell track. I was discussing this with some of my friends the other day, the huge amount of support there is for Daniel O'Donnell. Daniel, I think, has become, over the past, would it be 30 years? Maybe I'm a bit stretching it here, but the most popular Irish act around in the world, I think. And that's saying something. Certainly solo act, anyway. Let's put it like that. Wherever Daniel goes, whatever venue, whether it's Australia, New York, London, Dublin, Athlone, Ballina, it's booked out. Immediately the tickets go on sale. He is so popular. Here he's singing that lovely song about the lady that he met on the road to Galway, near Aran Mhor, which is a village near Galway City, in the county Galway. And he meets this girl. Ah, well, you know the story. Here's Daniel.
Near Aran Mhor, in the county Galway, one pleasant evening in the month of May. I spied a damsel, she was young and handsome. Her beauty fairly took my breath away. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint nor powder, no none at all. She wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, and round her shoulders was a Galway shawl. We kept on walking, she kept on talking, till her father's cottage, it came into view. Said she, come in, sir, and meet me father, and for to please him, play the foggy Jew. I played the blackbird and the stack of barley, Rodney's glory and the foggy Jew. She sang each note like an Irish linnet, and the tears stood in her eyes of blue. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint nor powder, no none at all. She wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, and round her shoulders was a Galway shawl. 'Twas early, early, all in the morning, I hit the road for Auld Donegal. Said she, goodbye, sir. She smiled and kissed me, but my heart remained with the Galway shawl. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint nor powder, no none at all. But she wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, and around shoulders was the Galway shawl, and round her shoulders was the Galway shawl.
Do you know, one of the things that appeals to me about Daniel O'Donnell's singing is the fact that he hasn't at any time hidden his Donegal accent. It stays there. Other singers might be tempted to sort of sing pseudo North Atlantic American accents, particularly if he's singing a country song, but he doesn't. You know immediately he starts to sing that that's Daniel O'Donnell. This is Dervish. The three main buildings in an Irish village were, of course, the church, the pub, and the local shop or store. Now, in the evening time, particularly in the summer times, people would gather outside this store and sit and chat. And what's the current word today that's in vogue? They would visit. That's what it is. But in those days, they would sit and chat with each other and tell stories and sing songs. So here, Foster and Alan are going to tell us what happened when people gathered outside Dan Murphy's store.
There's a sweet garden spot in our memory. It's the place we were born and reared. 'Tis long years ago since we left it, but return there we will if we're spared. Our friends and companions of childhood would assemble each night near the store, round Dan Murphy's shop. Oh, how often we sat on the stone that stood outside his door. Those days in our hearts we will cherish, contented although we were poor, and the songs that were sung in the days we were young on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. When our day's work was over, we'd meet there in the winter or spring the same, the boys and the girls all together would join in some innocent game. Dan Murphy would bring down his fiddle while his daughters looked after the store. The music would ring and sweet songs we would sing on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. Those days in our hearts we will cherish, contented although we were poor, and the songs that were sung in the days we were young on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. Back again will our thoughts often wander to the scenes of our childhood's home, the friends and companions we left there. It was poverty caused us to roam. Since then in this life we have prospered, but now still in our hearts we feel sure. For memories will fly to the days gone by on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. Those days in our hearts we will cherish, contented although we were poor, and the songs that were sung in the days we were young on the stone outside Dan Murphy's.